Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Welcome to the 9 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 31 years. This is the third hour of our weekly radio broadcast, and this is our open home hour where we talk about all things related to your home, castle, or cabin. You can join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Or if you are flying down the highway or just busy around the house and don't have time to sit on hold, you can, as long as you're not moving in a vehicle, text 411-923. Or you could be moving in a vehicle, just not driving it. Have your spouse or kid text a question in. And if you need to send a picture for a little help on describing the project you're working on, product identification, explain the situation you're in, you can snap a picture and email that to info@rosieonthehouse.com.
The pictures have sure helped over all the years we've been doing the show. Just every once in a while getting a picture in when I can't picture it in my head what they're trying to tell us. That's the biggest, nicest change in the whole radio broadcast history and that I've been involved in it is pictures.
Pictures and text. Text have really changed the call-in format of talk radio.
That's for sure. Well, you know, a couple of things we talked about last week was everything Mom saw at the hardware show up in Las Vegas, and that's always a great trip.
And we'll have a lot more content that over the next couple weeks.
That's the one thing about getting up there is you get enough material to share with our listeners for weeks on end.
She's working on a special one, solar-related. When we move into June, we'll go into solar month for our 10 o'clock hour, and we'll be talking about all the different things that can be solar-powered. When we think of solar, so many times it's solar power for the entire home, but there's a lot of different individual gizmos, gadgets, one-offs that are solar related. And we don't have to think of solar as a whole house solution for power, but just as a little one-off solution for smaller things that we use in our daily life.
The smallest solar appliance, or the most successful solar appliance I have in my entire collection, is a flashlight. and I'll bet you that thing is about 5 or 6 years old, and it still works like the day I got it. And invariably, you pull up to your favorite camping spot. It's about 11 o'clock at night. Of course, it's a new moon, so there's nothing you can see. And you're trying to pitch a tent and trying to figure out where to go. That flashlight has worked. You know, then you go turn on your old battery flashlight, and you've got a whimper of a light that lasts 30 seconds and goes out because you forgot to replace the batteries. That little solar flashlight has just tickled me to death. It's just one of those things. Every time I see it in my glove box, I'm glad I have it. So solar will grow in its applications because that little photovoltaic receiver on that thing isn't much bigger than a credit card. And it gets all the power it needs for all these years. I was tickled to death. Hey, you know, one of the things that starts coming up, Romy, speaking of solar, and you can't talk about solar, one of two things. Either people are motivated philosophically on creating less of a carbon footprint and being a more passive traveler on this planet while they're here, or saving money on the electric bill. And this time of year is when, of course, we get the most questions on how can I save money on my energy bill. And the one thing I always ask people before we start the conversation, they want to know, what should I do? Replace my windows, add more insulation, install radiant bearer, ceiling fans, new windows? Where should I start? I ask them, well, have you had a whole house energy audit done yet? That'll tell you where to start. And it's $100. So that's the first place you've got to start. And then you have to decide, why are you trying to create this energy-efficient home? Are you just trying to beat the man? You're trying to get your $300 a month utility bill down to $275 or $250 or $225. Or is it quality of life questions on why that darn back bedroom never cools off all summer long and why it's cold all winter long? So it's either an economic motivator or a quality of life motivator. And I think when you get the whole house energy audit done, then you can take a look at it and decide how to proceed based on your motivation. And it could be both quality of life and your bill. One of the things that I always ask people, tell me the size of your house and tell me how many people live in it. Let me know if it's all electric or dual energy. At what temperature do you keep the house in the middle of the summer? And with that much information, and when was the house built? With that much information, I can come pretty darn close. We had someone at the office inquiring just last week. We had taken their call on air, and I told them, send me your energy audit, and I'll proof it with you. 1,700 square foot home built in the middle 90s, two people, all electric home, and in the middle of the summer, they would get as high as $360, with consuming 1,800 kilowatt hours. Well, 180 kilowatt hours at $360 means in the summer months, he's paying 20 cents a kilowatt. And we can get that down to something much, to half that, very close to half that, 10 to 12 cents. So we visited about, are you on the standard rate or are you on time of use rate? Well, I was on standard and I switched to time of use. I'm not sure that's the right thing for me. I said, no, it's the right thing. It's the right thing, believe me. Now all we need to do is figure out of this power you're consuming, because that's not a real high consumer. Your consumption rate, it's just a very high paying price. I said, your demand spike must be pretty high. It must be close to double digits, 8, 9, or 10. He says it is. It's 8. I said, well, you're allowing your house to work way too hard between 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. And you've got to teach your house how to go to sleep from 3 to 8. We can take that power peak down to something well under 5. If we stop the air conditioner from ever coming on in that time period, we can keep it down to 3. And that's how we're going to save you that kind of money on your summer power bill. Take a look at your April invoice. This year, April was 0. There was no heating and no cooling. It was absolutely one of the nicest springs ever. That's your base load. Now, watch for your August bill, and the difference between August and April will be how much it costs you to air condition your house.
That difference, because you still have the base load, you've got charges that are both national and local.
Oh, the taxes.
Government, environmental fees, blah, blah, blah fees.
Yeah.
How many more times can I stick my hands in your pocket fees? But well, even with all of that, and this guy's $360 bill, that's 50 cents an hour for everything you operate in your home. I mean,
I can't do the math. How many hours in a month?
When you break it down that simple, you know, it's really cheap to live comfortably in the desert.
It is. And if we put the proper strategies to work on your home, he was disappointed in particular, Romy, because he fell for the window option.
And it didn't save what he was wanting.
And they were promising him, you know, 50% saving on your electric bill, and he hasn't seen any. He says even with these upgraded windows, the inside window temperature on the frame is still 100 degrees. He said, that's like having a little radiator in your house. I said, well, that's exactly what it is. So windows are more of a quality of life. I'm not saying you won't save money on your energy bill, but it's more, can you eliminate that hot spot? If that's your favorite place to read your afternoon magazine or newspaper, but you can't sit there because the sun coming through the window makes that spot so uncomfortable for that period of day, well, then replace the stupid window and enjoy your favorite chair.
And it's interesting, a lot of people look to solar for that answer, and we'll talk more with our solar experts, Verde Valley Solar and SunSafe Solar Solutions, in June about this. But the interesting aspect about, you know, when you have solar, you're not independent of the grid in most cases. If you bought your standalone solar panels and installed them and you're not hooked up and have any kind of metering system, you can go off the grid. But if you're on the grid system and you install solar panels, it's really interesting. When we toured Palo Verde Nuclear Power Plant,
oh, man.
Their peak use of demand that they have to supply energy for comes when the sun is going down.
That's right.
And there's no feasible way to store electricity.
When the day is hottest. And most people want to cool their home off.
And I haven't read the report, but the utility reporter sent me a link with more details about the battery fire. I don't know if you saw this, but a couple Saturdays ago, it was the last Saturday in April, there was a huge battery fire. APS battery plant that was storing electricity caught on fire out in Surprise.
Oops.
And was a huge, you're like a caution tape scene.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, absolutely.
While all this was going on. So, yeah, solar is a great application. We have lots of sunlight and there's lots to take advantage of, but it doesn't address that key peak hour when we're all coming home and the sun's going down.
Romy, that's
until we get storage.
That's your next best idea for becoming a billionaire.
Storing electricity?
No, developing a lunar panel.
A lunar panel. Because technically it's still sunlight. I mean, the light off the moon is just what's bouncing off the sun.
We just got to make it a more efficient collector somehow, some way. That's right.
Lunar solar
panel. A lunar solar panel.